This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah? Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, my best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two M's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah. Bar for bar, no man don't care. No. So don't ask if I drink that bread. Ask if I'm going out, might say, yeah. Might take Keisha, I might take Claire. Love. Holding my head, what's man gonna wear? Said, I'm going to the motive, but I might air. 2 hours late, but I don't care. It's black man time and then one's there. Pull up in the club and I'm like, yo, sexy. Your eyes when them hits, that's dead. Right. Oh what, you got a man, yeah? Well, move out the way, let me chat to your bestie. Ooh. The name's Mr. Right, and you're sexy. Your eyes, trust. With them hips, yeah. And them lips, yeah. That's deadly. Your mic up a Tino deadly. Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah? Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, my best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two M's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah. Did I get that wheel up?
Yeah.
Bar for bar, did man keep up?
Yeah.
Now certain man don't like me.
No.
Tell him if you got a problem, speak up, yeah. Shit. Don't chat here.
Phone my phone, but I don't get there.
Even a girl tried bell my phone, so why is it taking you the whole year? Nah, you ain't on it now. Don't try and log it. Smoke to your wife, yeah, she's on it.
You got a man.
I'm a house fan.
I know your man.
Ado on it. Do what I want, don't tell man, stop it.
No.
I don't bust joke like Wallace and Gromit. Looking for the title, the next in brand.
Shit.
Look no further, no, I got it.
Trust.
You don't want it.
Trust.
Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah? Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, my best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two M's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah.
I don't care what your bust down cost. Your head can still get bust down, boss.
Right. Don't think that a man's gonna back down, cause you may back your ting like Ross.
Nah.
Rude boy, you must be lost. I'll back my ting like, get over here. No wonder you're a dick, you only act hard for the gal. And the other time, my man saw. Take your time, try pull up on me and mine. I'm like, can't you see the sign? It's a double yellow line. So the car gets smashed, everybody better dash. Everybody better run, cause it won't be fine. You would've been better off trying to step up in a war of words and throw shade at a brother that shines. Stop standing round with your hands out looking for a handout.
Idiot.
I said, Mum, how can I shine if they always hammer them nails that stand out?
How?
So I took a break for a bit just to gather my shit, but Lord knows when I'm back now.
Trust.
Told the man then move from the background. Run up on stage, you're front, then back down. Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah? Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, my best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two M's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah. Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah? Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, my best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two M's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah.
That's Yeah by Yizzy on The Eminem Show. It's Michael Payne, Natalie and Marcel. And we've got a packed show for you today as per usual. It's 3 minutes past four. The show started bang on four with a gong.
And a round of applause.
And an
and
absolute
a round of applause.
Banger. Because that's a tune.
That's a big tune, that. Absolute slapper. I love the fact that he says, I went to my yard and I told my Marge, hey mum, I'm going to bust this year.
Come on,
I love that. It's the first thing he says to his mum when he enters his
yo mum, I'm busting. Trust me.
Hey mum, I'm going to bust this year. She's like, yeah, shut up and have dinner. Talk about busting this year.
Bust them veg.
That's a big tune though. He's a past guest
veg.
Of ours. 1-2 veg. You gotta have 1-2 veg.
Come on, G.
Five a day.
That's some fruit in the morning as well.
If people aren't offering you veg with your meal, they don't care about you.
They're not your friends.
They're not. You know what I mean? You can trust people with the accompaniments they put with a meal. You know.
Exactly. That's why I've always trusted my parents, because they were always trying to make me eat veg when I didn't want to.
Mm.
But they were just looking after my health. You know.
Mm. Absolutely. What is your favorite vegetable?
Oh, I'd say my favourite, carrot. I like carrots.
Okay.
I like a raw carrot. I'll eat a raw carrot. Just peel the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Natalie? But wait. Do you like carrot sticks and hummus and that?
Oh, you know what? You can't eat... Carrots a dip is nice, but I can eat a carrot by itself.
Yeah.
Do you like cooked carrot? I hate them.
Cooked carrot isn't as nice as raw carrot, but cooked carrot, I can still eat raw cooked carrot.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go for broccoli.
Oh, spinach. Can't spinach.
I'm going to agree that. Wholeheartedly with
broccoli,
Natalie.
Broccoli is a bad man thing.
Wholeheartedly. Yep.
Broccoli cheese, have you had that?
Yep. Ooh. There was a tweet that went round recently, it went viral. You know those, there have been these tweets, it's been a recent trend. It's got quite annoying, people going, you know, insert, you know, topic here and then unpopular opinion, right? And then someone did that, they went, you know, vegetables, unpopular opinion. No. Yeah, that was it. Vegetables, unpopular opinion. And then this girl quote tweeted it and said, there is nothing bad you can say about broccoli. It's an elite vegetable. It got like 40,000 retweets.
It is a bad man thing.
It's a bad man thing.
It's quite good raw as well.
It's amazing in any form.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In any form.
That's so true. It's very true. Like, I might take back my... I do like, I'm not going to lie, I do love carrots, but when I think about broccoli now, broccoli is bad. It's a bad man thing, seriously.
I can give or take carrot. It's not, you know, my favourite, but I don't hate it as much as I hate... I don't like peas.
Because they're stupid. Sweet corn. There's no point to peas.
Yeah. I don't like peas.
Don't you think it's strange that broccoli is green and cauliflower is white?
Not really.
No.
I haven't really thought why.
But they look the same.
The cauliflower's fluffier.
There's purple broccoli as well.
What?
Mm-hmm. Purple sprouting broccoli.
There's purple carrots as well.
You said it's called brown ting.
Purple sprouting.
I thought you said it's called brown ting broccoli. I was like, yo,
purple,
I need to get some of that brown ting broccoli guarding right now. Brown ting broccoli, okay.
Brown ting broccoli.
Raw. Sounds nice.
Broccoli has been considered a very valuable food by the Italians since the Roman Empire, but when it was first introduced to England in the mid-18th century, broccoli was referred to as Italian asparagus.
Asparagus, that's another bad man thing as well.
Mm. How do you feel about turnips and parsnips? Because I'm not there for them.
Fake potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Bootleg potatoes.
Nah. Not for me.
Okay, well, that's the vegetable covered this week. We'll do fruit next week.
Yeah, and man, then, might as well.
Yeah.
We'll be asking all our guests what their favourite vegetable is, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah.
We've got loads of guests coming up. We've got Laura Mish coming up first. She's going to be talking to us about new music and hopefully give us some insight into the tours she's been on and the festivals she's about to... sort of play this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Flute Box and Muad'Dib in, as well as two more friends of theirs
who are going to be
chatting to us and playing live. Yeah.
Sick.
And we've also got Mark Hill and Nat Slater talking about new music and collaborating.
Big things are gone.
Before Absolutely. You ask, there are two games as always.
I wasn't even going to ask.
Oh,
I trust
you
now.
Just know now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
But what if you didn't?
It's nice to know that you don't trust me, though.
Well, I do, but what if one week I surprise you?
We all know that I'm the one that she doesn't trust around here.
Yeah, we do know that. Yeah.
That's in context.
I'm
going
to tip off Laura straight away. Like, she's playing a game, so just so you know. But what if 1 week I just don't mention it and you don't mention it and then there's
and
no
then
games?
And then there's no games, we just cry.
Then I'll just never come back.
There'll just be rage at the end of the show. Like, everyone will be just like, what the hell's going on? Yeah.
Then I'll
have
to take Michael for a quiz just in the pub, just make up a game next door. Let's have to quickly make one up.
Play Snake on the phone.
Come on,
just
come on.
Take it.
You'll have to lay me in the recovery position.
Yeah, first.
And just play me game shows.
We'll do a nice little noughts and crosses or something.
Yeah. I'll be fitting in the next room. And you're like, no, put him in the recovery position. Make sure he doesn't swallow his tongue.
Oh, no.
Then just play me like catchphrase.
Go on, Michael. Guess, Michael.
Wow.
What square is it?
We have had some fun playing Next Door in the Pub Cards Against Humanity, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Time with that.
We have, yeah. I love that game.
I
really, really do love that game.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I think it's the best game in that was ever invented, perhaps.
Wow.
Apart from football.
I quite like
and
Mousetrap.
Dots.
Mousetrap's good.
Mousetrap
no one
a
plays
serious
Mousetrap.
Game. I know. Do you not remember
is
Mousetrap?
Is that the one where you just pull the thing out and it goes down on the mouse?
Well, it's a bit more complicated.
What goes down on the mouse?
You've got the basket thing that.
You pull out a stick and it goes down.
Yeah, and you've got to make sure everything like falls into place.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds
fair
good.
Shout out MB Games. I think they were the manufacturers of Mousetrap. Operation.
Yep. All before the PlayStation was invented, we used to play those kind of games.
Either do that or go outside.
You know
go
what I'm
outside.
Saying? Oh, and going outside, that was crazy.
Then you just play that game where you hopscotch.
Hopscotch was a good game.
You used to make games out of the pavement. That's
yeah,
mad.
True. Kirby. If you didn't have goals in your ends, but you had a football, you just threw the ball at each other's curbs. That's all you did. But it had to bounce back to you.
That's mad when you think about it. Like, we used to be bare creative with entertainment.
Yeah. So resourceful.
You know what I mean?
So resourceful. Kids these so days crazy. Genuinely do have it easy. You know, yeah. Like, our parents used to say that to us, and we were like, nah, but that's a bit fucked up because there's still like 2 tons of sugar in everything. Like, we are still like tech, we are still going to grow up quite unhealthy compared to, but whatever. But when we say it to the next generation, that shit is actually true. Like, they don't have to leave their houses to be entertained.
Do you know what? I think the next time I see my nephew, I want to be like, yo, let's go outside and play Kirby and let's see what you see if after a minute if he's bored or not. Because 100% he'll be like, Dan, I'll just go and play my DS.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Hours upon hours we used to play that game until the sun went down.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be dark outside. You're coming in.
No, man, it's the best out of 90.
You just get a look from your mum and you know it's time to go home and you're like, oh, all right, see you later then.
Those were the days, man.
The good old days, eh?
Yeah.
Reminiscing.
For real. But let's get up to fast forward to present day. What have you been up to recently?
What's been going on? So basically, this Friday, my new tune Sober will be dropping. I'm really crazy. I can't believe
surprised I haven't been sent it.
I feel slightly stupid right now because I was meant to send it over last week. And
well, maybe it's because you're sober.
Hey.
Hey, if I was drunk, I'd be sending all kinds of stuff. No. Hey. No, but then also I've been like sorting out my EP launch party. Like, I went down and checked out the venue today and it's going to be so...
And it's next Thursday.
It's next Thursday.
And it's going well. We're keeping the competition open for longer. We've had a great response to two people that are coming to your party, along with us, of course.
Yeah, obviously, of course. The feedback game will be there. But we'll announce it on...
Next week's show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day before. That's the Easter show as well.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
That's nice. No, it is. Yeah. You also went to go and see Drake, didn't you?
I did go to see Drake last night and it was... I'm not going to lie to you, the show was actually...
Go on, say what you're going to say.
It was sick. Like literally, like, the whole stage lights up and, like, before each different song, there's different things going on. It's very eye-catching and that kind of stuff.
Dude,
and
from what I've seen on people's social media... two things. You're never more than 2 feet away from somebody who's been to one of Drake's shows during his 03 residency. And the second thing, that's some of the best production I've ever seen.
Mate, it is
crazy.
From
the fucking supercar. Mate, it's a remote control balloon.
Yeah, it's a drone, isn't it? It's like a drone kind of thing.
It's incredible. I thought, how the fuck... throughout every Instagram story... I was looking to see wires.
Where's
but I was like,
wires?
That's not possible because the way this car's moving, you'd have to have independent control of every single wire and it just wouldn't work. Like, but then I did some research and found out that it's actually pretty much life-size exact replica of one of Drake's supercars or something, but a balloon, a remote control balloon.
It's crazy. Mental. It's literally crazy. And then... just to top it off, like, he was bringing like you know he was bringing out someone different all the time.
Yeah.
So during his DJ set, like, he brought out Gigs and he brought out
Tiffany Calver. She's been opening up for him, hasn't she?
He brought out Getz and he brought out Sneakbowl. So when Getz came out, it went mad. Like, literally everyone went nuts. And then during his own set, he brought out Popcorn. He brought out Gigs. Mm-hmm. Gigs, like, shut it down. He smashed it. Whenever Gigs does anything, like, his tunes, he's just got them bangers for days.
Of course.
He dropped out two tunes and just smashed it. And then he brought out Rush, you know.
Yeah, Gunning.
So it was nuts. But then obviously, like, Drake's got all of his tunes and he's just got tunes for years, isn't it? Mad.
I bet his show hasn't stopped. I bet people have just been going, but like, he's just been playing continuously bangers for like the last 7 days.
The catalogue is mad. Like, because the thing about it is, he doesn't even need to sing his own songs. He's literally just like a DJ. Like, he basically goes up there, sings like the first couple lines, and then the whole crowd just sing the rest of the tunes. And it's mad.
When you get to that stage, it must be incredible. I keep going back to the production, but it's so incredible. I saw some footage of the whole stage lights up, right? And essentially, it's a screen, but they turn it into an iPhone at one point.
Yeah,
right?
And it says my ting.
Yeah, and it's got like an Instagram feed going up and down. And I was just like, that's fucking.
It's
mental.
It's sick. It's literally sick.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
It's literally sick. He does that when, you know, on Kiki, like, you know, you know, when everyone was doing their own challenge thing, like that.
Oh, right.
That,
so are they playing challenges on the fucking stage?
They're playing the challenges on the stage, innit? Sick.
Mental.
Sick. So good.
Okay. Well, also.
Now it's just like, okay.
No.
Scene better.
It's good. I feel like I've never really, and I want to get into Drake because I feel like there's stuff for me there to like.
Yeah. This is more than just Drake's songs.
Yeah.
This production looks incredible. And I think that's what a live show is all about.
Yeah, 100%.
It should be a really good experience, you know.
Well, talking about launches and good production, the launch of your night Elm on Mare Street launch party for it, I believe it's on the 4th of July.
It is on the 4th of July.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else happening.
It's a quiet day
for us.
It is actually for us in England
on this side of the pond.
Yeah.
I'm gonna celebrate the launch of my album, which will be midnight, and it's gonna be at the. I can actually confirm now. This is like the first anyone will have heard this. That it's actually gonna be at the Champion store on Brewer Street in Soho.
Oh, nice. Sick. Did you say it's from midnight, the party?
No, the album comes out at midnight.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant we're just starting, just kicking it off from midnight all the way through.
So the Cinderella can't come. Hate her.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hate her. She'll definitely be at home by then. So.
Well, that's exciting for both of you with your
new music 2019.
Trust me, it's a good time, you know.
Trust me.
It's a good time.
I think one thing I'm very happy about is that Dave's album's come out, so it's really kind of put very lyrical, considerate, like intelligent rap right back at the forefront.
100%.
And thank you, Dave, basically. Perfect time.
Precisely.
Continuing with the new music, we've got Laura Mish next door. Let's go to a song and then we'll get her in the studio.
Let's do this.
Nice, nice, nice. That's Nula with 60 Minutes. I think she only needs about, what, 57 to get up to be accurate.
Yeah, there's unless only 3 minutes, that track. So
yeah, we've got to play the song, what, 50 times?
I'll loop it, that's fine.
Yeah, 49 more to go?
Mm-hmm. So look cool. forward up to more of that.
We'll be back after this. Now, we've got our first guest of the day in, and we've got a packed show. We've got two more to go. We're going to get straight into this one. It is, of course, Laura Mish.
Hello.
You're not surprised by the round of applause, are you?
No, it's really sweet.
How often do you get round of applauses? Never. On radio? Right? I noticed that not a lot lovely. Of people do that.
We're a strong team.
Yeah, know? Absolutely. Sharing There's a lot of love vibes. In the room, you get
Thank
me?
You.
Right? So you haven't come from far. We can establish that because you are born and raised
southeast,
right?
London, yeah.
Where it's not Wimbledon. Is it Wimbledon? No, that's
from,
southwest.
That's southwest,
yeah. No, I'm from East Dulwich. So
East Dulwich,
yeah.
Okay.
Not far at all. Not on the tube line though. So.
Oh yeah, of course. You're one of those ends. I'm from Hackney, so I can relate.
Okay, yeah.
You get me? We got Overground.
Yeah, that's a new thing though. That's
only because of the Olympics. We only got that because of the Olympics. What's you guys' story?
Yeah.
Is it DLR?
We got the Overground to Peckham. I mean, I live on the border. Yeah, and so
And how far into your because you're a jazz musician.
Yeah.
So how much does your surroundings kind of inform your choice of genre to go into, or was it purely like, you know, listening to jazz?
Oh, massively. I mean, to be honest with you, I identify it more as just like an overall artist, and jazz is a massive influence. But I love electronic music. Mm-hmm. I love hip hop. I love so much, and so. But definitely, there's a huge like South London jazz scene happening right now, and there's so many artists coming, and it's a really, really like amazing place to be for music.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. There's a lot more jazz coming through. I haven't always known where the particular acts are from, but I have noticed a few burgeoning acts from the jazz scene. We've had a couple on the show. What was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say now. I was thinking about jazz.
Oh, you're going to want some more questions about Dulwich? I don't know.
No, it was a particular question, but we'll get to that. Oh, that was what it was. So, and your different tastes, do they inform? Because you produced your whole first album, right?
I produced my whole first album, and I produced everything you're about to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I think just everything you're about to hear. We want to talk to you a little bit more first.
Yeah, okay.
We will
that,
play.
That would have been a nice segue. It would have been a nice segue.
Keep that.
We need to know more.
Yeah. Remind them. Let them know. What got you into production?
Basically, my brother's a producer as
well. Yeah, no, of course.
A guy called Tom Mish. Mm-hmm. And so producing was always just like cooking, you know? It wasn't something that was untouchable for me. It just happened like around me, and I was inspired also by friends who were producing as well. And I got GarageBand initially, and then I progressed to Logic, and I used like Logic and Ableton both to produce. And I think it was just a creative outlet really, and then it just seemed to go well, and now I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, you. Everything you say is like a good introduction to a song.
And now I'm here.
All right, next time we're just going to play the fucking song. We're just going to play the song.
I'm poised, ready to go.
And so has there ever been any kind of like, you know, friendly sibling rivalry between you and Tom?
No. We make different styles of music kind of, and like it's just love, and like I'm massively influenced by him, and like I don't know, there's no rivalry.
Yeah.
No.
And likewise, I hope. You know, you said I'm massively influenced by him, but I hope the other way is the case as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think so too.
Good. I don't even know why I'm laughing so much. What was I gonna say now? We should play Blue Dot.
Yeah, because that is the perfect introduction.
That is the perfect introduction. Okay. Yeah. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Yeah, so this is a song I self-produced called Blue Dot. Thank you.
I follow the blue door.
Dot by Laura Mish, who joins us in the studio right now.
That's a vibe.
Well, love it. Super chill.
All produced, yeah?
All produced, yeah.
Nice.
Critic Atari synth, Novation Base Station, all done a lot, yeah.
Oh. We can just pick up okay.
A lot of reverb.
Okay.
Bear jargon. All I have is rah, 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 rah.
It sounds dope. It sounds
incredible. Very. Sounds it's, do you ever hope to produce like film scores?
I love to produce film scores. Yeah. I mean, the project that I'm releasing in May, it's inspired very much by films and it's very cinematic and there's a lot of like field samples from around London. Like I've sampled the tube and stuff and put it
I read that actually.
Sound. Yeah,
that's interesting. How long has it taken you to do that? Has that been something that you done did specifically for the project, or had you been doing it anyway and then you decided to kind of use it for the project?
I think on this, I just decided I wanted to make something that really represented the city, like that London that I grew up in. And so yeah, when I knew it was going to be called Lonely City and about a city, yeah, that's when I started like sampling a lot.
That's the great. I love that. You know, and one of my friends does that as well. He's got like a 10-minute conversation with an Uber driver about music, and you know, he chats absolute shit a lot of the time. But out of context, some of the stuff is so quotable.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you don't think he's talking about music here, you just got to think this just sounds really cool. Do you know what I mean? I love that. We've got a game, haven't we?
We have. Oh, wow. In honour of you being here, Aramish.
Yeah. You get a round of applause and a game.
And a game in your honour. So obviously we just played your new song, Blue Dot. So we're going to play a game of Blue Dot to Blue Dot or Dot to Dot. Ooh. Musical. Okay. Do Dot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a series of clips, and they're going to be four clips in each round, which you're all going to play for everyone, and there's a connection, they're all linked in some way. Now, it could be from the artist or it could be from the song. I normally tell you what everything is, but because it's all linked, I'm not going to tell you who anyone is. You just have to work out who the artist is or the song and work out how they're all linked. Okay. So let's
it's a madness this week.
This is an intense game.
I have upped my game this week.
The game's master.
Okay. Mistress. So let's start with
how will I know you really love me. I say a prayer with every heartbeat.
Think about who the singer is or the song. Think about the words involved in that, because then work out how it's also linked to.
You wanna be a rap superstar and live large, a big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder.
Oh shit.
So I was getting into that. Anyway, and then there's somehow also a link between
give me
and finally, how is it also linked to? Think about either the song, the name of the song, or the name of the artist.
That was a jam, to be fair.
Yeah. But those four are linked in some way.
Wait. Who is the... you can't tell
I can't
the
tell you because it's going to give it away. But there's a connection between the four of them. It's nothing to do with their as performers or singers. It's something to do with the names or the names of the song or the words that are in those titles.
Okay.
I like this working out. Okay. So three of them are to do with the performers' names, and one of them is to do with the name of the song.
Why are you?
Sorry, because I'm trying to help them over
here. Bear added clues.
Okay, I'm helping them over here. It's not all. I can always give clues. Laura doesn't know yet.
Are you the quiz master or are you an aider and a better man? Pick a struggle.
Okay. No more. What? I'm trying to help the guest in honour of her own game.
I'm so
come back
sorry.
Don't worry. We'll move on to the next one. So these four are connected. either yeah. artist or song title. Okay, starting with
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
What connects that song or artist to this?
This love has
I was maintaining I wasn't into Maroon 5, and then I edited that and was like, hey, no, that is a tune.
Maroon 5,
that's a big song. That's a big song.
It's impossible to front on
Imagine
Maroon 5.
Imagine saying you don't like that song.
They're
sorry.
Both
I just said the. I just, whoa! Write it down, Laura. Write it down. Sorry. What links those two songs to.
I like your steams now. Yeah, yeah. I like your steams.
Okay.
And then I might give points, actually. I've decided I'm going to give points for artists and song. And yeah, I'm just going to give loads of points away on this game.
I haven't been writing them down.
I just gave that one away. So,
it's a bonanza.
And also, finally, what links this to the other three?
Hello, my name is
You're loving.
I do love Cypress Hill.
Love a bit of Cypress Hill.
Yeah. Okay, I mean that's given that away as well. I've just said that I wasn't going to say.
Yeah,
the
that's why I stayed silent. I censored myself.
Why are you doing this to me? Okay, and then finally, let's start with this song.
Get the money, dollar bill, Get the money, dollar million.
Strong song to start with, but what links it to this?
We started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and wine.
Got those two? What's the third one?
It's a candy, candy.
Big song there.
Strawberries, raspberries, all those girl things. That was a perfect impression, by the way.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that. That was actually a perfect impression.
Strawberries,
raspberries.
Raspberries.
All the berries.
He's
all the berries.
The best voice in music, that guy.
Finally. Title of the song is the connection here, with words from the titles of the song, is the connection. I know that you've got this one, Michael Payne, but Marcel, you're looking at me blankly, so I can see that. So this could be a win for Michael Payne here. But I also think Laura is going to come strong, and I think she might steal this.
Silent but deadly.
Should we go through then? Let's get some answers.
What was that? It.
That's the third. You've had three. You've had all the clips
I
now.
I thought there were four.
Yeah,
how many questions were there?
Three.
How many individual? Okay, three
four,
questions.
Four, eight, 12. Cool. Yeah. Sweet. So, do you want to tell me what anyone's guesses are for montage one?
All right. Would you like to go first?
That one is,
being
that
our guest.
That one escaped me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I have some ideas of that.
Well, Marcel, what's your guess for one?
Locations.
Uh huh. And what did you say, Michael Payne?
I said places in America somehow.
Well, I'm going to give you both points because it is place names.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you points through the artist side because that's just too easy.
I got the artists.
But if we look at, can you tell me what the place is then?
Houston.
Portishead.
Yeah, which is in Bristol. Near Bristol, so it's not in America, as you
that's
put
a good
down.
Point.
So I can't give you a point now, then, can I? That's
fuck!
It.
I'm sure there's a Portishead in America, though.
No, can we check if there's a Portishead in America?
I bet there
gets
is.
The point.
I bet there is.
Wells,
so Katy Perry was...
California Girls.
Which is correct, but what about Cypress Hill? Is there Cypress in America?
No.
So there we go. Point for Marcel.
Hey!
I'm sure there's a Cypress Hill in America.
No.
You're sure there's a hill called Cypress? In
I reckon there's a Cypress hill
possibly.
In America.
Okay, what about montage two? I know you got this one, Laura, didn't
this
you?
Is Carly.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Marcel,
what?
Show me what you got. I need to.
I don't need to round down. But I can memorize them. It was purple, maroon.
Yeah, but what's
pink,
the link? What's the link?
And colours.
Okay, yeah, point there.
Pink and green.
And I get, that. And you obviously got that too, right? So currently, Marcel's in the lead.
That's so unfair.
Finally, what was the third?
Sweet
linking?
Edible treat.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit crumble. Like cream. It's more specific, I think.
I like that.
I like that way of thinking.
I actually like that too. What did
fruit
you get?
Crumble, eh?
You could definitely make something
you
with all
make
those
a tasty,
ingredients. Cream,
tasty
pie,
marmalade.
Candy, and some marmalade.
That would be quite delicious.
That would
you have
be.
Marmalade in a crumble? I would have it in a crumble,
Chef's kiss.
Okay, beautiful. What did you actually have? If it's the right word on the page, you get the point. If not, what did you get?
foods.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, that is what I have here. So I do give the point to you that it is in fact food. Although I do like crumble. So that does
new recipe.
That in second place is Laura with one, but joint first. Are Michael and Marcel.
Yes. What? We ain't got tiebreaker.
I've got tiebreaker there. What? I had enough there.
Did you get three right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you
come
got
on.
Two each. You got two each.
What do you mean? I've got sweet edible treats.
Oh, yeah, overdoing it. It's not sweet edible treats.
It's
on
sweet
here.
Edible. What are sweet edible treats? They're food.
What do you consider marmalade a treat?
Can you imagine if I.
It's a food, no?
Well, say this the word
is
food.
I'm sorry,
you can adjudicate this, but what kind of madness would it be if I was actually looking for the word sweet edible treats?
Because they're all sweet and they're all edible and they're all treats.
No, I'm sorry, you didn't get sweet edible food. No, it's food, so you don't get a point for that.
This is at Liberty.
Sounds like a fucking 80s advert.
Hey, sweet edible treats, marmalade.
Yeah,
American pie.
I'm Marcel Smurville, and when I'm hungry, I like sweet edible treats.
Exactly.
Make that your new EP, sweet edible treats.
I will. The second one, it will be called that. I'm
okay,
tired
that's
of
actually quite good. That's a good
don't
title.
Call it that,
that's quite good.
I'm tired of winning and being made to lose.
Sweet edible treats sounds creepy.
Yes, it's the word sweet. Also, the word you've got edible in there. Why do you have to put edible?
Edible means food.
Yeah, if you're calling it sweet, then they'll know that it's edible.
I do not think if you have to tell someone I've made you dinner, it's edible, that means you think it's probably not, is it?
No.
If you have to tell someone that something's edible, it means you
it's
think
a sweet
it's
edible treat.
No one says edible.
I'm telling you. I won.
Okay, Laura, have you ever made food for anybody and had to tell them it was edible?
No, exactly.
Some people might. You know what I mean? Some people might not want to eat it.
No one does that. But if anything, that'll put you off eating it because you're like, what's in it? But
you can't invite someone like
we
that.
We both
to
know
again.
That. We both know that I won that game.
No, I don't.
Brilliant. So, Laura. after that, this summer's going to be quite a ram for you, isn't it? You've got a lot of festivals coming up, right?
Yeah.
And you've also, it's only been like 3 years since you started making music, right?
Yeah,
but in
that
time, you've already played Royal Albert Hall. You've been on tour twice.
Three times,
okay. And then now you're embarking on a little festival tour this summer.
And I'm also doing a support tour.
Sick. Who are you supporting?
There's a guy called Alpha Mist. Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
Yeah.
You should check him out. Yeah.
How far afield are you going? How far
is the
tour?
This one's just the UK.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Got to stay here for the festivals coming up, ain't you?
Yeah. And also, like, I did 60 shows last year.
Jeez.
So I'm kind of, and I do a one woman show, and it's very intensive, a lot of like synths, and I program a lot. It's got a lot of electronics, and I sing, and I play saxophone, and I mean it's intense. So I was just ready to come back and like make the music that I've made, and balance things a bit more. I think
in all aspects, it's a one woman show when you kind of factor in the fact that it's all self produced as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It really is a one woman show in all senses of the word. Live, is it literally just you up there?
Yeah,
do you
so
ever have
just,
any?
It's just me on stage. I also have you were talking earlier, I think, about I was listening in about stage design a bit. I have a lighting installation, which is a meteorological balloon.
Sick.
That is behind, and my manager Ina actually here was doing projections on that for the first tour that we did.
Nice.
Because visuals are very important to me as well.
Absolutely.
No one
better than someone that knows the music, right?
Yeah, she's incredible.
To know when to trigger stuff, right? Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And what are some of the festivals you're playing this season so people know?
Well, I'm playing the first one in London I'm playing Village Underground on the 13th.
Good venue.
And then
I'm
playing XOYO on a Bradley Zero lineup on the 17th. And then I'm playing Naked City Festival and We Are Out Here, which is Giles Peterson's festival, and Wild Island. There's a lot, basically.
Yeah,
it's all on my pages.
Where can people get all this information?
Everything. I think probably Instagram is the most active channel. Mm-hmm. But all of them.
Yeah.
You can find. I think everything links through to Spotify as well. There's so many outlets. You literally type in Google. And
kids have got it easy, like we were saying earlier on. I don't know if you heard us discussing that earlier on, but it's genuinely you don't need to leave your house anymore, apart from to go to one of your gigs.
You do. Leave your house. Get off.
Definitely,
your phone.
You do.
Exactly.
You do need to.
Important.
But I mean, people. You know.
Back in the day, it was teletext.
I want to encourage people to do it, but I mean, people are living their lives as if you don't need to. So it's proved that. You know, but you should. You definitely should.
Yeah,
you
be
should.
Out of your house.
Go
active.
Outside.
The best things happen when you don't plan them.
Hmm.
I think outside of being told what to do by an algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I mean, this song is like the blue dot. It's about the following the sat nav on your phone, like following the blue dot on Google Maps, and feeling like you're like just following technology. And yeah, a lot of the project I've done is about that. So
and you're doing the Great Escape, aren't you?
Which is nice. Yeah, I'm doing that as
nice
well.
Festival.
The small matter of the Great Escape.
Well, doing that one.
When you get asked for your rider now, I do hope you're going to put the word "sweet edible trees" on there.
Hey, make sure you do.
Picture of Marcel.
Make sure you do.
See what they give you when you put those words.
You'll get the best treats.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet the best treats. Yes.
Is that your rider?
That's my rider.
That's just your rider.
Yep.
Sweet edible treats.
Yeah.
Honestly, it sounds like the description of food they don't sell anymore.
Right, that dusty old chalky sweet.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's definitely illegal now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Those chalky little cigarettes they don't sell anymore in the pack. Do you remember those?
Yes.
Right.
See?
But they're very
sweet edible treat.
I should bring that back.
Yeah, probably.
A sweet edible treat.
Anything edible sold in the 90s was definitely bad for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
I would say so.
Yeah. Anyway, just have to clarify as well. Portishead is in Somerset, not Bristol, and there is no Portishead in America.
Well, fuck you then. whoever found
geography.
That out.
Geography. Fuck you, geography.
Yeah, whoever named places.
Fuck you.
They've got everything else in America, but they couldn't just fling a little Portishead there as well, just to.
Sorry, just to make you.
Just to put me on the right side of her.
Right.
Anyway, thank you so much, Laura, for coming in to join us. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, playing games with you, subjecting you to the torment of hearing the phrase "sweet edible treats."
It's not torment; it's sweet.
Let people know what your handles are on social media.
Oh, wow. Laura E. Mish.
Laura E. Mish. And it's M-I-S-C-H, right?
M-I-S-C-H,
There you go. Once again, thank you so much to Laura Mish for joining us. We're going to get into a song now. We've got two more guests coming up and at least one more game.
Swallowed up and dying to know. It's tearing me down. Little to say, I suffocate. What's up, what's that? It's all in my head, all in my head. How do I find my feet? I cannot find my feet. I'm blind, the trees breathing me up. Forget you can't from grace, jotting the dirt straight to the heart. I'm falling. I'm on my way out.
I feel.
That's Product featuring Our Day by Kirk Spencer. Very atmospheric, I was saying. Really good follow-up to Laura Mish, actually.
Yeah.
Because it kind of fits into that very atmospheric, almost film score-like music.
Yeah.
You know? But you've got just recently been sent an email, right?
So we were talking about vegetables earlier and the best vegetable. And Andy has emailed in and wants to get involved with saying...
What's his surname?
Kettle.
Andy Kettle.
That's an amazing name.
Yes.
Both Andy and Kettle. Parsnip and potato parmesan mash. Trust me, he says. I would give that a go.
Parsnip
and potato with parmesan. And mashed potato is the best of all potatoes.
That could work, yeah, definitely. And so, parmesan's good.
Parmesan's great.
Parmesan.
Parsnip might be edible if it was smashed up in some mash.
Parsnip is not too bad if in little bits.
I don't know if that's a good recommendation for a vegetable. It's good if you have it in like a little bit, but it's not roast parsnip. Mash, I would give.
Yeah, anything mashed, delicious. It's good. Do you like sweet potato mash?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I've got friends
like
who don't.
Potato.
I'm not too sure about sweet potato in its kind of purest form, if I can say that. Like, you know, just, you know, sweet potato, like boiled.
Oh, they're the worst potatoes. There's nothing nice about a new boiled potato.
I like sweet potato fries and sweet potato mash.
Good choices.
Very good choice. Do you also like porn cinemas?
Great segue, Nat.
Thank you. I wasn't leaning. That's just a question I ask everyone.
A 5D porn cinema has just opened in Amsterdam, offering porn fans a unique way to watch X-rated movies. 5D.
Sometimes you need the 5.
The 5D, eh?
It's got me thinking, how many holes are there?
Sometimes you need some sweet edible 5.
The bizarre attraction features bouncing chairs as well as air, wind and water jets to help stimulate all 5 senses.
So hold on. Wind.
Like, I know, right? Like, for them outdoor ones.
Who's blowing you during sex?
Well,
I take that back. I think about it, this pretty sounds pretty good.
I imagine it's just some wind blowing through, like aircon, like full up aircon.
I reckon maybe for, like, you know, the outdoor porn films.
Yeah.
Or if you're, you know, like Bang Bro, sometimes they're in the car.
Are you naked?
Or Fake Taxi. Maybe it's for Fake Taxi. When they've got the windows open, they put a fan to the side of your head.
Would you be naked when you're watching a porn film?
Well,
like,
it depends.
For the whole film?
Well, if I'm in a cinema, probably not.
Yeah, that's true, because that would be illegal as well.
Well, maybe not in Amsterdam.
Not in Amsterdam. We'll see if we'll check that out.
Despite the smut that will be screened, the owner, Natalie...
Mm-hmm. This is a new plug. This is just a plug for my new business.
No wonder she wanted to segue into it so quick.
That's emboldened as well.
I'll be going out the website later as well.
Natalie's been emboldened in the... So the owner, Natalie, claims the picture house is a suitable place to spend an evening with your loved ones. Your loved ones, so your family.
Well, it could be the 5D that you're bringing.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And she describes it as being a bit like an amusement park.
It is.
That's true. It's funny because in Amsterdam, even the Dutch people have an interest in breaking free from the norm. Come with your wife, have a laugh, try something different. She goes on to claim that the experience will leave you feeling energized. Well, I don't know about you guys, but after a good after a good porn sesh, the last thing I am is energized.
Something's gone wrong if you are,
do
right?
Do you know what I mean? It wrong. You're doing porn wrong if you're energized after. The cinema, simply known as 5D Porn.
Yeah, I got stuck on the name.
Yeah. Is located in Dualen and will be showing movies made in collaboration with Kim Holland, a big name in the Dutch porn industry. Natalie adds that the films are quite expensive to make, so they will be only recording a few at a time before holding screenings. A total of 18 people can attend a screening at the cinema, and one film will be shown during the experience, with 6 screenings of that film played per hour.
Quite a short film, then. Yeah. And there's a picture there of inside. It does look a bit...
It's red.
...amusement park. Yeah, but they're sat with seats where, like, you know where the barrier comes over you when you're on a road.
So you're kind of locked in, just so saying, just in case you get horny, you can't run out and just jump on
but
someone.
But then the biggest boner killer would be if it's like an amusement park and you get strapped in with that thing that goes over your shoulders and down into your crotch.
Like,
how are you meant to get a boner with that in a roller coaster seat?
I don't know, but it's also hot. They're all wearing the 5D glasses with the barrier over. So yeah, that's a dark picture, but yeah.
So they're literally making personalized films. So it's not going to be like, oh, like I want to go see like my favorite film. in 5D, it's only going to be
only going to be porn. So one minute you're going to be sitting there, and a dick will just slap you across your face, and then some wind.
Because in this,
that's what the wind's for. The the gust of it, it's like
the gust of the helicopter.
What's the water jets for then?
Oh, you know, that's only at the end of the show, eh?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I would you go to a porn cinema or watch porn with 17 other people?
Of course not.
Well, strangers.
Right.
Of course.
Doesn't matter, even people you know.
No, but this is the thing, I think obviously over in Dam, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in that red light district, isn't it? So like people obviously go to the sex shows and all that kind of stuff. So I suppose going to the cinema isn't too weird for them.
Yeah, it's probably part of the experience. There's probably stranger things in Amsterdam than a porn
exhibitionism
cinema.
Or voyeurism, right, or whatever it's called.
But I want to check this, but because surely they're not going to be thrilled if there are 18 people masturbating in a cinema.
Probably they probably
you should
are.
Be more worried if there's an odd number.
Just one person.
Someone's come along
with popcorn. Salty, please.
Like, with their hands in the air.
That would be really weird.
That would be amazing. I'd be the one guy with my hands in the air because it's a roller coaster seat. I just put my hands in the air, wait, and then just looking for the camera. I'd be looking for the fucking out, camera.
Like, I want the picture at the
yeah,
end.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I want the fucking keychain. I want the big A4 photo. I want the fridge magnet. I want all of that.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Yeah. If I see a roller coaster seat, 100% hands in the air.
Well, would you want to go to this?
No.
Okay, well, that's why my business isn't going to do well then, isn't it?
I'm quite vanilla when it comes to that type of thing.
Well, we know, you've discussed this before, that the only time that you watch Pornhub and you only watch porn on your phone. We know this from, I don't know how you watch it, Marcel. Do you like?
iPad, yeah.
Oh, iPad?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Bigger screen.
Have you seen that new screen that Sony have just, like, unveiled?
What?
It's like, you know, there's like, people think that the highest kind of resolution, I think maybe that's the name for it, is like 4K.
It's 5K.
30 fucking 6K.
No way, K.
What even is that?
No way. Is this a real thing?
This is a real thing. I just
36K.
Wrote it. 36K. You should see the size of this screen. Imagine watching. It's like it's like the wall of a big house. You get me? It's like the wall of a big house. And I was just, the first thing I thought when I saw it is, imagine watching porn on that.
It would not be too big.
Too big. You can't look away. Can't look away. You got to back off to see the whole thing. You know what I mean?
So you get a neck ache.
Yeah.
Like in a cinema when you're too close to the
And then
screen.
It just looks weird because you're like on the other side of the room. Just knocking one out to this huge screen. Weird.
Stick to your iPad and
stick to
phone.
An iPad. I think that's
stick
the best. Phone and just turn the lock screen off.
Sure, right. Tilt it on the side.
Widescreen at this. In at this. You get me?
That's nice. Okay. Well, I've sorted that out. Let's go to a song.
Yeah.
Baby, what's the catch? 'Cause you're saying all the things I wanna hear. I know you're loving everything that you can see, but are you in it for the long run? Boy, you came straight out of the blue. I can't think of no one else when I'm with you. There's just one thing playing on my mind. Are you here for the long run? Running out of ways I can test your love for me. Running out of ways I can make you wait for it. Oh, I got time to waste, baby. I ain't gonna rush it. Guess that is the question. Are you here for the long run? Long run. Now, baby, what's the deal? I'm just going all the way I feel. I need to know if you're being real. Are you here for the long run? I'm so caught up in this fairy tale, but I'm not a little girl. I know there's a lot of guys who ain't in it for the long run. Running out of ways I can test your love for me. Running out of ways I can make you wait for it. Oh, I got time to waste, baby. I ain't gonna rush it. For the long run. Can real life be this good? I'm so caught up in this fairy tale.
this out. This announcement that I'm about to make is very important. Yes, now listen.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
To the beach, yeah.
Sensitive about my shit.
Can't believe I'm still doing this. I thought my political views might have ruined this. I figured you might have moved on to these newer kids. My extra extended hiatuses. Who would have thought you would have let me get away with this? I mean, no one's waiting to see what an aging hater thinks. I kinda wanted to be finished. I didn't wanna pull my heart out, let you see in it. I just wanna grow privately, be free a minute. Plus my soul don't always have peace within it. I tell the truth, but I can see that I'm conceited with it. I make a whole lot of mistakes, please don't be offended. I used to have this reoccurring nightmare. I'm on stage with the whole city inside here. I start choking and my lungs won't provide air. Then I dropped the album they reacted to and started selling out First Avenue. Now all the bad dreams I have are that you no longer care for, dude.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist.
That's right.
Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Say that then.
Sensitive about my shit.
I love rappers with the big voices that put the power in the lyrics so you live for it, and spit it boisterous, the ignorant can't ignore it. I put the preacher style in my delivery, and I remember vividly somebody tweeted Chuck D and asked him who the best voices are, and he mentioned me. I did 7 shows a week for like 5 years and used to scream on that mic to make it sound clear. And now I'm staring down my most profound fear. Started catching up with my vocal cords. I'm not so sure that I should perform no more. Back of my mind, wonder what you're applauding for.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Feel like the wrestler.
Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind that I'm an artist.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sensitive about my shit. Sensitive about my shit.
Huh. Flying to New York to do some press. I just imagine that these people won't be too impressed. The loot you're getting all at once is how they view success. But then the writer's like, Brother Ali, sir, I've been so excited just for writing this feature. He asking all these dope questions and did his research. And then I meet the editor and staff, and everybody got their cell phone camera to flash and a story about how my music helped them in the past. I gotta ask y'all an honest question. I mean, I'm beyond honored by this warm reception. But since you got respect and the obvious connection, and every time you bless us with the tiniest little speck of an online mention, our fans all shower you with affection and just blow up your comment section. Well, what the hell? I mean, I ain't complaining, but how come you don't place us in the hip-hop conversation? And they just look back with blank faces.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
That joint got awkward fast.
Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit. Sensitive about my shit.
Sensitive by Brother Ali. Now that type of hip hop will never die, you know.
No, with Erykah Badu in there as well.
Yes. Just that, yeah, that soulful, really deep, rich sound. I just don't think it will ever die. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. We've had, well, how many guests have we had so far? One, just the one. Yeah, Laura Mitch.
So far, yeah.
Damn, it's been such an eventful show already that it just feels like we've had more people on than we've actually had. But we've got our second guests of the show in right now, and they go by the names Flutebox and Mwaib Dib.
Thank you, guys.
I've pronounced that correctly, haven't I?
Yeah. It's more like Mwaib Dib.
Mwaib Dib. Mwaib Dib. Right. Because I'm thinking it's the road, like that's Mwaib.
Mwaib. Yeah. Actually, yes.
I'm thinking
exactly
like that.
Exactly how to do it. Yeah. But next time somebody asks me, we're like, Mwaib Ting.
There you go.
Mwaib Dib. Yeah.
I see some people on Twitter spell it wrong, so it just comes out saying Maud. I'm like, this. That's someone's nan.
You know what it is? There's not enough sci-fi nerds around this. From June. So do you remember?
David Lynch.
Oh, right, yeah. A friend of mine's a big fan of June. Aren't they doing a reboot?
So I hear. I think it's the third one.
They had another TV series. It was a while ago. It was obviously David Lynch's film and then a TV series.
I hope the Herbert family are getting paid. Mm.
I assume so.
Family Herbert, get yours. Get yours.
Right, okay. Right. I'm going to have to sort of
studied
look
North
into
African
that.
Culture.
Yeah, he did, absolutely. Yeah.
Who's that, David Lynch?
No, Frank Herbert, Frank the guy Herbert. Who wrote the original.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really into North African culture, Islamic culture, so Middle Eastern culture, and as well as the Maasai as well.
Yeah, they were right. Based on North African peoples.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you both, you both fans of it?
I am a big fan. Okay. Yeah.
June's
big
coming
fan.
Out in 2020, the new one, apparently.
2020. What, feature length?
Oh, Jason Momoa, isn't it?
Jeez, they got Brolin. Cast.
Yeah, they got good cast.
Rotted, really?
Yeah, that's why it's been popping up on social media, because people keep getting added to the cast, and like there's been a few like jokes about like random people
Dave
getting
Batista.
Added to the cast.
Yo, that's a big cast.
Huge.
Well, a lot of people they didn't like the film,
right?
But and the film had Sting in it, which I thought was bad.
Well, any film apart from Quadrophenia with Sting in it is going to be bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't put Sting in films.
or Shaggy. Or don't put him with Shaggy.
Yeah, don't put him in films or with Shaggy. Those should have been Sting's instructions when they took him out of the packet. Do not put in films.
What else was Sting in? Sting was in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, was it?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He was in it. He was the dad in that.
Was he?
He was the dad in that.
He was the dad.
No, I didn't even clock that.
No,
I didn't even clock that.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
You know, I feel like he worked...
Dad stroke pub owner.
Oh, stop it. No, I didn't even... I feel like in David Lynch movie, though, he comes across different. Right. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. I don't think you can... There aren't many ways... Like, if David Lynch is directing it, how are you going to be weirded out by what? What detail is going to weird you out? Is it the Baron Harkonnen sucking pus out his own armpit, or is it going to be Sting in a leotard?
No. There you go.
Sting in some G-strings.
Hey! See him there.
He looks like he's doing a bit of a Bowie there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He looks like he's doing a bit of a Bowie.
Well, you know, it was that era.
Yeah.
You know, of style.
Yeah. Bowie, you can see that Bowie's influences are, just... But then again, he was doing a bit of a Bowie and Quadrophenia, I'd say.
Was he? Okay.
Stylistically, anyway. Mm. I don't know. That might be just my opinion. But your
collaboration... I know what you were trying to say. You were trying to mean the kind of gaunt, kind of pale thing.
Like pre-heroin chic, heroin chic.
I know what you mean.
Come a little bit closer to the mic. Sorry, we can't hear
you. I know what you mean.
There you go.
So your collaboration, how did you two meet?
That's a good question. Back in 2009, basically our manager said, oh, you all should link up, because what we were doing, it was like compatible, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were both performing at Best of All, and we both met accidentally at Best of All, like by chance.
Yeah. Was it a bit of a blur the first, if Best of All's anything to go by, it must have been a bit of a blur the first meeting.
You know what? You know when like you've been drinking since 6 a.m. and that's like 2 p.m, you're sobering up and you're getting a hangover?
Yeah.
That was the vibe. So I remembered everything. It was actually not that bad. It was hot sunshine beating down on my head, developing a hangover, noisy London boys in the back of the thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm not in London, and now there's noisy London boys and rah, Air Max, and oh, fuck's it. You know, you want to break from that sometimes.
Yeah, I don't go to a lot of like popular destinations popular with other Londoners.
Feel me? That's exactly what I'm saying. I want to be the only guy wearing an Air Max. Do you know what I'm saying? Just for a bit. It's like a holiday. Anyway, whatever. So it was him in the back of the thing. And I was like, oh, you're the guy that our manager said we should lick.
Where's the Air Max? Yeah, I got
and you do as well.
Did you show each other photos of the Air Max?
Hey, stop it.
Here's my pair. Oh my god, they're beautiful.
Over the Air Max.
So that's basically how we met. And then we spent about 18 months writing music in a field with like hawks and badgers. We never recorded a thing. We were touring and doing like a lot of corporate work, posh corporate work and stuff, festivals and that. And we just never got it round to recording anything because for fuck knows how, but our agent didn't need us to, so we never did. So we were just making all this organic music, just us two in the field. And then eventually that culminated in we should probably record something. That was a long time coming. And then we recorded this together.
And this is part of the song that we're gonna play. You're gonna play it live. In fact,
yeah, we are. Right? Yeah.
It's part of a bigger project called the Brutus Stone.
It is indeed. Yeah.
Right, and that's named after a legend.
Nathan is the one that turned me onto the Brutus Stone. Right. Do you want to kick this one off, Nathan? The Brutus Stone.
Yeah, it's I was watching the telly. Mm-hmm. I was watching the telly. And I was watching this documentary on the history of London with this guy. Is it Peter Ackwood? History of London.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it, and then there was the legend of the Brutus Stone. And it was this stone that, even during World War II, and during, it's just, it came here with Brutus, and it's just been this stone, this magical stone, and it was under W.H. Smith's. And I thought,
which one?
In Cannon Street, when they used to be there, opposite Cannon Street Station. So the whole thing about the Brutus Stone is it's basically meant to be the remains of a temple that was built by Brutus of Troy.
That's right.
Who, by legend, was supposed to have actually founded London pre-Roman.
That's right.
So he was supposed to have been banished because he shot his dad in a hunting accident. He was banished to the Western Isles, right? So that's us. Mm. And then apparently, the goddess Diana guided him through some dangers, and then he got to England.
He had to have the legitimacy of the Temple of Diana.
Exactly. So he built this temple to Diana, which is now where St. Paul's is the site of.
Right.
The historical veracity of this is really grey. So what I'm saying is, there's certain people who are like, that's gospel fucking truth, that actually happened.
Yeah.
And you just don't know. But there's a lot of people who are like, maybe it did, but it probably didn't. But just the tantalising hint that it might be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's a piece of that stone that's just there. And we're diehard Londoners.
And what was funny was, have you ever asked someone to come with you to go and look for a magic stone? Yeah, have you ever done that? Well, I did. Yeah, and you know what? Would you expect anyone to turn up?
No.
He did.
No, do you know what?
You call up one of your spas, right? And you go, look, mate. Yeah, it's not one. I'm not calling. I'm not. For what calling for here.
The thing is, I think a lot of people have these supernatural or magical things that they want to go and see, whether it's to kind of prove or debunk. You know, there was thing that people, Hangman's Hill, I think, when we were younger, we'd be just in the flats, you know what I mean? Just sitting about in a car or in a fucking lift bun in Zeus, and then someone would always go, do you want to go Hangman's Hill? And I'd always be like, nah, fucking not going. Because everything I heard about it was bad. Just sitting in a car and
the car
moving up a hill with the brakes off and all that. Why would I want to go see that?
That's right, man.
Do you know what I mean? I'll take your word for it. You understand what I'm saying? But if someone's saying that there's a magical stone and there might be kind of, you know, powers or something that I'd want
to. To be fair, if that was a cold call, if it was just like, yo, what a random thing, do you want to watch a magical? I'd be like, that's some Smurf shit, nigga. You just hold that. But I was in the middle of, I had been producing this record, so I'm like deep in this whole, the whole kind of concept of this legend. I've been like spending hours online watching videos, you know, trying to find out as much as I could. So I'm completely immersed. Out of my box.
Of course,
I'd been that way, like sequestered myself away for like 3 weeks or whatever. And then he's like, do you want to go see the stone? I'm like,
the question is, did you actually see the stone?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
It's back there now, you can go see it.
We had some Thai food. We went to see the stone.
We never had Thai food, but we did have a drink.
You had something that was Thai before you went to see the stone. Wasn't food.
It was no, but at the same time, it could be Thai food.
What are you trying to say?
You smoke weed, my dog.
I'm edging away.
But that's very, very interesting to base a project. You don't get that at all, you know, people basing projects, especially within an urban genre, on something from folklore or legend or anything with any semblance of magic.
I'm glad you said that. I mean, that leads into basically what we're trying to say with the whole thing, and that is that this record is something that's, we wanted to put something that had more, in a way, nutritional value, something with real content.
Yeah.
Something that was, because I play the flute, which is a wonderful, gentle instrument.
Yeah.
And it can be. And it's wanting to put that in, because it's always this same rhetoric, and you're the music's much more, deserves much more than that, and much more than what people give it.
Yeah, I hear that. Concepts, you know, great concepts and foundations.
And this is, and I think, we could really peg our hearts on this one because we're Londoners. This is like the whole thing of just, you know, that's your parents come from another country. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you're mixed, we're both mixed race.
Yeah.
Thing where your stronger identity is London, because people go, "Well, you're."
Well, it's the one constant in your identity, the one constant that you can touch every day.
No one can.
Did you feel me?
Not that. I'm from London.
It's true. No matter how connected I may or may not be to Trinidad, I might have lived out there. I did live out there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this is where I went to fucking school.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can't undo that. That's, do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but then, you know, on the other hand, London isn't like the rest of the UK.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, that we all fucking know. You've been on whatever jolly, it might have been work jolly, the trip to, you know, holiday. When you come through that M25 border into the perimeter, you're like,
you breathe, I like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? You see three in the morning, you see a grocery store, everything's open, you can get fresh veg at three in the morning. Fuck off, my wild cook. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So yeah, there is that. And that whole feeling of almost like safety, like that safety bubble of, because there's nowhere else that would tolerate the behaviours and the culture. Do you know what I mean?
This is very true. We should get into, you're going to play.
It's a small part.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to give you a nice little fresh little rendition. We'll give you a little intro as well, just me and Nave.
Wicked.
So we're going to play All That We Are, which you sent to me earlier today, and then we're going to come back and do a live performance.
Thank you.
Sun don't shine. Had to put the work in, now it's my time. Tell you first hand, made a way out. Never asked nobody for a hand up, no. Yeah, and I dug myself out. Yeah. Out of dirt, with the sweat and the tears. Sleepless nights, starving all of these years. Yeah, baby girl, you a soldier. Yeah, you know, you the coldest. Do it for the brown girls. Do it for the single mamas all around the world. What's the point if all we do is drag each other down? Can't expect a flower to grow with no water though. Raise your sons and your nephews to treat your daughters well. Can't make it out the dirt if you don't apply the pressure. Life will always keep you low if you don't apply the lesson. Do it for yourself, do it for your health, spiritual wealth.
Thank you. slow. A lot of tried to flex and now they trying to get chose. A lot of shouting awful. When did you join? The whole time I swear you won't point. Sometimes the girl of your dreams need to stay in your dreams. You with the team but don't on the team. I know a lot of hate me in the depths of their soul. Started out as young, hot, turning into look cold. Why my heart so cold? Why my wrist don't froze? Oh, yeah. 2 p.m. in L.A. My girl ain't got on no clothes. Yeah, shouting, we made it, we made it. All my chains on, why these clap? Hey, boom, boom, boom. I should stop asking people for assistance. Yeah, I don't like to get caught up in commitments. I should stop asking forgiveness. Uh-huh. Yeah, she think it's unfinished business.
That's Flowers featuring Father by Faye Webster. We've still got Flutebox and Muad'Dib in the studio with us, and they've just been joined by two of their pals, who look very cool, actually.
In
tinted shades and that. Listen. But, like, you know the shades where no one looks at you weird if you're inside with them? Yeah. We've got rose tinted and we've got orange tinted, but it's a very subtle tint.
But they're bands, though. They're bands. They're not just, you know.
Yeah,
not
no, exactly. No, this is true. They're very, 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 very. Smashed it. Smashed it.
Introduce
like it.
Alex Bohr on percussion, Black Chronicles.
Black
MC.
Chronicle.
Thank you. Shall we rock it?
Take it away. Yeah. Perfect introduction.
Not the improv.
Just jumping in Wicked Labour.
Just a nice little intro.
Thinks the ice fires on the end verse, but you know, we feel that, man. So yeah, that was Wicked Label.
You know what? I thought you were treating us to another live performance there. I genuinely thought you were starting another tune there.
He was almost going to stay. I was going to go for him, you know. Seriously.
Honestly, that was big, man. Thank you so much for that, gents.
Not at all.
It's
thanks for appreciating.
An absolute pleasure to have you through. Just really quickly.
I've got a message. Go on.
Come to the mic.
Killer Keller asked me this morning to ask you, do you two want to be on his show? The Killer Keller podcast.
Killer Keller.
Wow, that's not putting us on the spot or anything.
Sorry.
Only if he comes on this one in return.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'll tell my man the deal.
If you're listening, Killer Keller, my guy, yeah, come through. Okay. We'll do an appearance trade.
It's worth doing. Absolutely.
I've been a fan of Killer Keller for years, so it would be amazing. And he's a good mate as well. So
nudge him. Watch out for the rings, though. Because
rock up your hand.
You can't spud him. He's unspuddable. He's definitely unspuddable. But once again, thank you so much, each of you. Let people know where people can find you on social media as well before you go.
Okay, 100%.
Nathan Fruitbox, household name, obviously. That's not myself. Black Chronicle. So you can catch me Insta everywhere. You know what I mean? Just Google them out there.
P. Mwadib. It's just Mwadib, but with P at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Alex.Bortolai.
Yeah.
Speak, my dude.
Yeah, and you can also catch me on the Renegade. Oh, you're
a ghost.
Part of the Renegade.
He's a ghost.
Yeah, part of Renegade production.
Holy Ghost. Pictures on the page, you know what I mean? Jeez.
Thanks again, guys.
So, in the presence of a ghost, we just found that one out. Yeah, we should have led with that.
Elusive ghost. But
yeah. Mr. Incognito.
I'm here now, so.
big.
So, it's all magic stones and ghosts, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. No, you brought through literally a load of folklore for us. It's brilliant. I love it. Thank you so much
for having us, guys. Bless, man. Thank you.
All right, we're going to get into a tune right now. We've got our last guest coming up after this. We've only got, what, 37 minutes left of this show.
London roads, yeah. runaway flows, man go runaway flows. Grew up on the London roads, grew up on the London roads.
Shout out Jamar, that's him with Ian Wright.
No, that's
wrong, bro. That's Sub 10 with
Jesus
London
Christ,
roads.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. There was a lot going on during that song.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. That was Sub 10.
But a sneak to what's coming up later with Jammer and Ian Wright.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I saw Jammer the other day when I was coming away from the last Arsenal game that I went to watch at the Emirates. Jesus, who did we play again?
We definitely Newcastle won game.
The Newcastle
game. I was there as well.
Yeah, Jammer was. I saw Jammer on his way to the stadium just after. No doubt going to get some football related content. He had a cameraman with him as well. We'll talk about that later anyway when we actually play Jammer and Ian Wright.
Yes.
Yeah. In the meantime, we've got a guest coming up in a bit. Legend, absolute legend with a new protege.
Yeah.
But we have some stories to get through first. So we talked about the 5D porn cinema in Amsterdam earlier on. And kind of gave our thoughts and opinions on that. Marcel, what do you think about the way I turn these pages?
I
enjoy the way you turn those pages.
Mm. Someone's probably recording this.
Hold on, whilst this is the new interlude while you're adjusting pages.
Still keep a faith in God, still couldn't spare the rod. Marcel, you know me, I came with the blazing squad.
That's all we need. Five seconds.
Not
going
to lie to you, yesterday at Drake, I was hoping he brought out J-Hus and Dave at the same time, and they done that song, just so everyone in the crowd, they could cut it off, and everyone would go, Marcel, they know me, I came with the blazing squad. That would make my life.
They would have had to put a spotlight on you.
Exactly.
It would have been like a basketball game.
I would have cried. I made it.
That would have been just your face emblazoned across the whole stage.
On the whole stage.
The emblazoned squad.
Oh, emblazoned squad.
There we go.
Gosh.
I think I said emblazoned squad and I got the word
emblazed.
Wrong there.
In blazers.
In a blazer.
Just blazing squad in blazers. Have you ever done a gig, all of you in blazers?
No, but we've done a photo shoot in school uniform because obviously we got Simon, who's like young, innit? We was all in school uniforms, wearing our school uniforms for the photo shoot.
In blazers. Oh, actually, were you wearing V-neck jumpers or blazers?
I think some of us,
mixing it up a bit.
The stylist, they brought down a variance of white shirts, V-necks.
Did you do the short tie or the long tie?
I always used to do the short tie, innit? Like.
That was such a weird fashion statement, wasn't
it? I know.
Why? Why was that a thing?
Yeah, it was just cool, you know? Just cool.
Yeah. I'm going to do my tie short.
Yeah.
And tuck the long bit into my into my shirt. Yeah.
Mm. It's not a look, is it?
Nah.
It makes you look like a WPC.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me
of. Everyone just wanted to be in the feds when I was a kid, you know?
That was like the coolest thing when we were kids.
Yo, you, man.
Being
look
a police.
Like the 5-0.
You used to watch the bill and be like, I want to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get them shoes and walk out.
Don't get it twisted. I used to do that walk. You know, whenever the music was coming, I walk across my living room.
Big cheese. That made the police exciting as fuck. And then the programme started and you're like, the programme was actually
It was
really
good.
Exciting.
It was good and then it went downhill.
Yeah,
and then they brought it back a little bit and it was all right. But
anyway, let's do a quick story before we get our next guest in.
Yeah. A man performs a bizarre sex dance for an angry pheasant while wearing only a G-string.
What?
Probably should have scanned this first. Farrier Steve Phelps.
That's a job, isn't it, Farrier?
What's a Farrier?
I don't know, but I know that's not... I don't think his name is Farrier Steve. I think he's a Farrier. I think so.
It must be something to do with, like, a game... Maybe he's a gamekeeper.
Maybe, something like that, yeah.
But this Farrier,
Hold on, a Farrier is a smith who shoes horses.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting that, I'll be honest.
I wasn't expecting that at all. So, horseshoer Steve Phelps stepped in to help a client who was having problems with a territorial pheasant on his land, armed with only a hat and half a G-string. The pheasant had become so aggressive that every time the man went out on his ride-on lawnmower, the bird would attack him, clawing him in the face with his sharp talons. After the client asked Steve for help, he asked his Facebook friends for suggestions on how to deal with the bird and was unceremoniously told to shoot it, reports Cornwall Live. But one person jokingly suggested the 36-year-old perform a sex dance to assert his dominance and claim his territory. Steve, who knows his onions in this field, as he also runs a pheasant shoot, said the comment was someone taking the mick more than anything. It's breeding season, so...
The pheasants.
It's breezing season, so they pheasants show off who is the biggest and best. So I took him up on the joke. To be fair, the pheasant looked shocked more than anything. How does a pheasant look shocked? Pheasant's got eyebrows.
I think Marcel nailed that. Actually,
that was a shock pheasant.
If you said to me, you didn't tell me, what is that? I'd go, it's a shock pheasant.
Exactly.
There's nothing else it could be.
Exactly.
Nothing else.
How many pheasants are there in the Christmas song?
Five, I don't know, four, five, there aren't any pheasants.
Aren't there?
There's no pheasants.
I know there's a partridge.
Partridge, there's geese, rings, geese are laying, lords are leaping.
Are there hens?
Hens.
I'm sure there's pheasants.
I don't think there's pheasants in that song.
Oh, is this the guy?
Five pheasants farting? Isn't that
That's the alternative one.
Is that the dude?
That's the dude on the screen.
So that's him with the G-string pulled halfway down his ass by the looks of things.
With wellies on.
Yeah, and what's that
like
on his head?
A t-shirt over his head, maybe?
A t-shirt?
I thought that was his hair, like a Jon Snow hair.
Actually, it could be his hair. It could just be his hair. It's quite blurry, I don't know.
He's got some jet black hair. And also, why is he cut? Why is it cut like the woman in Incredibles 2? What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it's not his hair.
That's not his hair, that's his
t-shirt. Later pictures revealed it is a t-shirt on his head.
Hmm. He actually took the pants off.
He took the pants off.
Half a G-string, he says.
He just seemed like he was just like, he was on this. He was having fun.
I just have to throw it out there because he does say that the pheasant hasn't attacked anyone. If you were, what would your, I'd like, I mean, we all enjoy interpretive dance here, guys, both of you. Marcel, what would your dance be to scare off a pheasant, a sexy dance to scare off a pheasant? 3, 2, 1, go.
The chicken.
No, the duck.
The funky chicken.
Is that the funky chicken? I need you to see you doing it.
How funky is your chicken? How loose is your goose?
Yeah.
How funky is your chicken? How loose is your goose?
Okay. What would you do, Michael?
I'd probably
hit Hold on. Let me just find the right music to get the sexy vibe going. This is Debbie Does Dallas, the theme from the shower scene. Marcel, do your chicken, please. Do your chicken to this.
I'd have to look at him with a little bogle.
That is nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's maybe like a butterfly.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Okay. That
slow
works.
Pace, and then...
That is that pheasant.
Oh, yeah, that
probably
pheasant.
Will stay because it's so aroused.
Exactly.
Not to get the opposite effect.
Or I'd give it a little... Nah. That's too much. That's not sexy.
You know basically, you are winning that one, Marcel.
This Debbie
as well.
From Dallas music, I'm quite liking this.
Yeah, it's
this
very
needs to be sampled.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Jazz? Just please.
This is actually a fucking slapper, to
Come
be
on.
Fair.
It does got the same bass as Papa Was a Rolling Stone, I think.
Yeah,
that's
it does.
That's what it reminds me of.
Imagine.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's basic. That's basically what it is.
Imagine Nas. On this beat. Was a
rolling stone. That's not Nas, but yeah.
Nah.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone.
Fabi Cinema.
Debbie Does Dallas, a classic. Anyway, I'm fading this out, so we've got to get our next guest in. So, do you want to say what song I'm going to play next? We've already mentioned it. Debbie's going. Debbie has done Dallas. She's gone.
Fubar Radio.
Oh.
Yo! Could have went left, but it went right. Could have went wrong, but it went right. Said it was Ian, but it went right. Man, we'll get bars on site. MVP of the night.
Right.
Tell a negative to positive.
Yeah, that's right.
Headline in the paper.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it was Ian Wright, but I weren't seeing right. Man could have had that fight, but I moonwalked on sight. Man had to grab that man. You're not gonna spit this time. Trying to work with a good energy, not trying to work with a bad man vibe. None of these guys can't do it like I. Man try to push me and take my shine. That's foul, man are offside. Red card, man crossed the line. Score for my team anytime I play. Wait, but I know when man's inside. Man try to get pushed on the floor, but you can ask Ian, he knows I died. I thought it was Ian Wright, but I weren't seeing right. Man could have had that fight, but I'm in walk on sight. Man had to grab that man. You're not gonna spit this time. Trying to work with a good energy, not trying to work with a bad man vibe. A man, I got skills like Pele. A man trying to score like Sterling. Man's out air for the pound and Sterling. Man jumped up from the floor like Merlin. Open the door and let man's girl in. Trust me, the bad mind thing's not working. All I'm gonna do is keep on murking. Murking, 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 murking. I thought it was Ian Wright,
but I weren't seeing right. Man could have had that fight, but I'm in walk on sight. Man had to dab that mind. You're not gonna spit this time. Trying to work with a good energy, not trying to work with a bad man vibe. Trust me, sometimes you gotta think. Get me, don't react straight away. Get me, man's a gatekeeper. Man can't be fighting, bruv. Man got money to raise. Oh, it was Ian Wright, but I was seeing right. Man could have had that fight, but I'm in walked on sight. Man had to dab that mind. You're not gonna spit this time. Trying to work with a good energy, not trying to work with a bad man vibe.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, Fubar Radio.
Yeah, them know no kin teeth. Any sound they suspect, we kick out them teeth. Brand new dub plate, can't delete. Oh, I'm to them. Ragamuffin for them case this year, them know no fear in them. Yeah, my selector. Here, there, and everywhere. Who say? Any sound try test, we a go beat it. Name and them fame, we delete it. That means we crush them completely. Bad boy, and you know it's not no secret. In this session we kill them so easy. And you know I say that really please me. Some boy try disrespect from what they. And you know I say that really grieve me. So we say, aye, 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 you little son boy. You don't disrespect and know you are gonna die. Die, aye, aye, you little son boy. You shoulda never ever try. Yo, die, aye, aye, you little son boy. Shoulda never disrespect, now you die. Die, aye, aye, you little son boy. Why you feel wave them bye-bye? Bye 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 bye, we beat it off and rapid. That mean we give them about 10 pieces of lead. Me no know is how some sound going to manage. When we check it out, yo, them soft like parade. If I don't create school, we run the college. Sound clash business, we have the knowledge. Sound boy test them, get brain damage. Me no really know is how them going to manage. Car, die, 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 you little sound boy. You don't disrespect and know you are gonna die. Die, 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 you little sound boy. You shoulda never ever try, yo. Die, 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 you little son boy. Shoulda never disrespect, now you die. Die, 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 you little son boy. Where you feel we have them bye-bye. Watch out, until we see can we find them. Big tune we have a to blind them. The plate we use to remind them. Them fi know say a bad boy design them. Seems like some of them lazy. Sickin' of them and them must be crazy. Them the tune with them sound they are playing. No matter no time it don't faze it. So we say, die, 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 you little son boy. You don't disrespect and know you are gonna die. Die, 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 you little son boy. You shoulda never ever try. Yo, die, 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 you little son boy. Shoulda never disrespect, now you die. Die, 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 you little son boy. We have to wave them bye bye. And killing spree. Yeah, them no illegal artillery.
No easy. And a special request on a popular demand. Big up all the lady them, cause you know what's the woman them. Mind sharp, you know. I'll take you home tonight, you know.
That's the kind of outro I like to hear, you know. Use up the whole thing. No waste. No waste.
No.
Just make your voice heard till the bitter end. You know them ones. Just still, they're dragging you away from the mic. That song wasn't even fading out. You're just getting dragged away from the mic. I love that. That was Ragamuffin by Shy FX featuring Mr. William. That's one legendary producer in the jungle / drum and bass field. We've got another legendary producer that's just joined us in the studio as our third and final guest. He's come along with a protege, and it's very, very interesting, your relationship. It's amazing, but we'll get into that. First, we have to introduce Mark Hill and Nat Slater.
Hi.
At last, we finally meet.
Yeah, and I've still got the beard envy as well.
Well, mate, you've got a very, 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 very accurately trimmed goatee there. Your barber's definitely a mathematician.
I do it all myself.
Are you doing it all yourself, yeah?
All my own work.
You're using mathematical instruments before you even put the razor to your face, aren't you?
It's actually a bit wonky because my chin's a bit wonky, so I have to compensate.
We're imperfections that they make us all. That's what makes us all, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. But honestly, really, really, it is a pleasure to finally meet you, an honour to finally meet you, because you literally soundtracked a lot of my early Same. Years, my most formative years. Like, genuinely, I've said this to Craig David, who is obviously your most famous collaborator, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we could say that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Actually, I won't say what I said to Craig.
What? Because it's out there. You said it.
It is out there, yeah.
You've
but
got
I know,
to put it on
no,
the table
I
now,
that,
son.
I know, but you know what? I'm actually being quite careful because we are an uncensored radio station, but I do know that we have a young child listening to the show in the green room.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought it on purpose because I thought it'll just keep you
well,
guys.
Well, it involved Michael Payne's first time of doing something, if you
yeah.
know what I mean.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
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 Oh, so yeah. First time he watches it.
Yeah, first time he watches it. Yeah, soundtrack the first time he watches it.
Crazy.
Mad ting. but other than that, like I said, it definitely soundtracked my youth and a lot of people around me. So thank you for that.
Oh, man, no. Well, thanks for that huge compliment.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just an observation.
And also, thanks for making me feel really old. But, I mean, it still blows my mind that so many years have passed since those days. Mm. And. You know, and it's great that the music's still getting played, and it still feels slightly surreal even after many years. Let's just say many years.
Let's not quantify it. Yeah, just many. But it's a verified classic, Craig David's album, but also, you know, All About the Stragglers, the Artful Dodger album as well. That spawned hits. That's an album, and a lot of the tunes we were talking about earlier on, including Think About Me.
Think About Me.
I think that's one of my favourites. Definitely one of my favourites.
What I loved about that song was, I don't know if anyone ever said this to you, but neither me, because I used to DJ a little bit when I was younger. You just could not mix that tune.
No, no, no.
It's on purpose. Well, that's how I learned about time signatures.
It was a bit of a reaction to everybody calling it two step. I was like, I'm going to stick a spanner in the works.
Ah, I like that. Yeah, that a lot.
Yeah, I tried to start three step, but it didn't. Catch on.
Yeah, because it was a 3/4 time signature, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was almost like, is it a waltz, maybe? Would a waltz be 3/4?
Yeah, indeed.
I can imagine people doing ballroom dancing to that song.
I was being a bit self-indulgent.
Big tune, though, man.
Massive tune, man.
One thing that's interesting about that album was that you had a vocalist on one of the songs, Outrageous.
Absolutely.
Lynn Eden.
Who's in the other room?
Shout out, Lynn. Big up, Lil. Lynn, sorry. but the other voice that we can hear, this is interesting. You should introduce yourself.
I'm Nat Slater. My mum is Lynn Eden. So... yeah,
that's mad in itself.
So the maddest thing is that I didn't know this at the time, but during the photo shoot for the Stragglers album, Lynn was actually pregnant. So this is actually the bump.
No,
yes, she was. Yeah. I'm the bump.
She was in the Stragglers. Sick. She was kind of in the Stragglers artwork as water retention.
Yeah,
it's kind
of crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah, I made
written,
it on the album.
It was
so
written.
Fun.
It was literally written that you guys would work together. I suppose.
Well, yeah, it was just. You know, when Lynn got in touch and played me Nat's vocal, such an amazing story, it wouldn't have worked if she hadn't had an incredible vocal and great writing ability as well. It's just like, you could make it up. I was like, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. We're going to get some mileage out of this.
Yeah, fair play. One thing I wanted to ask, actually, while I've got you here, what was the album title about?
It was kind of, I think it actually came from Pete and I and Craig DJing in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. And it was always like, we were always kind of playing those final sets where the lights came on. And it was kind of a shout out to all those guys that were still on the dance floor.
Of course. You know, they're the MVPs.
When those lights come on at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., oh, I mean, you've got to be brave to still be sweating.
That
and
first, that guy that's like, one more song, one more song, with those oversized sunglasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always that guy, always that guy. But you have to shout out that guy.
Yeah, they were the diehards. They were the ones that were there. They stuck it through to the end. No matter, you know, they knew how hideous they were going to look when those lights came on.
Doesn't matter.
And they just didn't care.
You're not there to style and profile.
And then they were in the kebab shops as you walked out. And it was kind of a bit of fun. We didn't honestly think that would be the title. Just, you know, when you're young, you're idiots. And
it's a great title.
Good title, yeah.
But we didn't realise in 20 years we'd still have to be justifying coming up with that. So
no, I didn't want you to justify. I just wanted just the history behind it, you know, so I could appreciate it even more. You know what I mean? But on to, so Nat, you've 18 years later now, you're working with Mark.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. How different is it, would you say, Mark, working with Nat compared to working with Lynn? What is it? It would be 18 years ago now, right?
Yeah. Maybe even more. I think, like, because when you think about the time back then, it took to actually, you know, write a record, make a record, you know, and release it. So it was probably maybe 98, 99 that we were doing that. So, you know, it's nigh on 20 years.
Yeah.
And when we actually kind of wrote it. But I think the process is still the same. I've been so lucky, you know, starting off with Craig was probably the first, you know, one of the first people I ever worked with. And since then, it's just gone from, you know, strength to strength.
Yeah.
You know, I think I set the bar quite high to start with. And then I've always, you know, I've just loved great vocals, you know, great vocal sound and great writing as well. And just tried to kind of, you know, treat myself to, you know, just finding those vocalists and, you know, and then when Lynn introduced me to Nat and I kind of worked out the date, I thought, wow, you know, and told me the story.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, again, another beautiful vocal to work with and effortless. I mean, she's so effortless in the studio.
We've
like six, me blush.
six or seven tracks in now, I think we've written together.
Yeah.
And, What's the plan then? Is there an album in the works then, would you say?
There's hopefully a few more releases in the works. I'm actually currently doing my A-levels.
So, that makes sense, actually. So, yeah, you're at that age.
Yeah, 18. I really want to release more in summer, like hopefully after the exams are done.
Yeah.
Me and Mark we've been working on some stuff. Last year we were in the studio together and we've got some stuff coming and ready. Brilliant. You know, yeah.
And it's good that you've got something to fall back on as well, kind of sticking at your A-levels. What are you studying?
I'm doing English music and psychology.
Ah, good. Mm. Good,
so you can
good.
Get a proper job.
Do you know what? Out of all those, psychology is the most important, I reckon. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to enter into the music industry, psychology is the biggest thing that you should learn, the most important thing to learn.
So true.
Genuinely, especially in this day and age. So it's good. Mm. It's good. Keep a level head and all that. We should get into the song that you've collaborated, one of the many songs that you've collaborated on, but if you would do us the honour of introducing it for us.
Go on, Nat.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
This is our song. It's called Happy Without Me. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you.
Inside, Sounds of the Mark Hill and Nat Slater with Selector. Happy Without Me, FUBAR Radio. Oh, had to make it sound authentic, you know what I mean? Can't play a garage song without doing that kind of
DIY.
Inside. Before we break the radio equipment, we've only got 7 minutes left of this show.
We've got 3 minutes to do this game, so let's crack on immediately.
Plow.
Mark Hill and Nat Slater, well, particularly you, actually, Nat, in honour of you being here, we're going to play a game of Rate Her or Slate Her. But don't worry, so I like an artist, but I'm going to play some of the most iconic female artists of all time. If they've got more Spotify listens, this is in general the whole artist than the one before, just shout out now. There's no time to write stuff down. Rate Her or Slate Her. So let's...
Which one's better?
Well, higher is Rater, lower is Slater. Starting with Missy Elliott, who in total has 6.4 million listens to you on Spotify in her entire catalogue. But moving on to
Rihanna.
Rate her.
Points or wraps? Do you have a guess how many more than 6.4 million?
I'm going
to... What are you saying?
Add guess. Zeros to it.
I say about...
Say numbers quickly.
50 million.
200.
200.
Wow, you are rating her, aren't you?
Guess 24.
31. So no point bet. Okay, so bear in mind Rihanna has got 31.
Oh, how much more? Okay.
Yeah. Just give me numbers of how in total, Rihanna's whole catalogue. Okay. So Rihanna's on 31, but how about Mariah?
Rate her.
She's got more?
Slate her.
Okay, what do you say over here, Mark, and that?
I say Slate her.
It will spike at Christmas, but right about now.
You two are right over here. It is Slate her.
Yeah,
do you want to
have
a guess?
I knew I was right.
12.
No, you said Rate her. You got it wrong.
What?
You got it wrong, Marcel. How much less? So Rihanna had 31. How many has Mariah Carey got?
I'm going to guess 12.
12. What do you say in that?
15.
Marcel, you can have a guess.
29.
10. 10 less. So bear in mind that she is on 10. How about Shakira? Oh, I'm playing so much. Shakira.
Slate her.
I'm going to say Rate her.
More than Mariah.
Rate her. Okay, what are you saying, Michael Payne?
I'm going to have to go with Slater.
Okay, and then what are you saying, Marcel?
Guys.
Say something, Marcel.
Okay. Rate her.
That was cheating. No points for Marcel. So out there,
she didn't say nothing. I can't hear what they're saying.
What did they say?
I said rate her.
I will give you a point for that, but your eyes are front, not to the side, Marcel. Okay.
What?
So she has more than Mariah. She has more than Mariah, but how much more? Mariah was on 10.
Shakira,
how much is Shakira?
More than Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the Spanish.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, true.
How many do you think?
20.
15.
17.
Points over here. 20 is correct. Whoa, so nice. It's correct.
Nice.
Big Shakira fan.
So Shakira's on that. What about? She's been around. What? Madonna.
Oh.
Rate her.
Woo!
Slay her.
Slater, okay. What do you say,
Mark? This is me listening to Craig David.
I say rate her.
And
Artful
Rate her.
Slater, what are you saying?
Rate her?
Yeah.
Who's saying? You're saying slate her?
Slate her, yeah.
I'm saying slate her.
And you are right, it is slate her. She's got less than 20 million. Sorry. Do you know how much she's got in her entirety?
13.
Wait, so less than 20. So
yeah.
It's
nine.
A generational thing, isn't it?
Mm.
How many? Just quickly, because I'm about to fill up. 13?
11,
Marcel. It's 9. Jeez, okay.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So that has to be the end of the game because it's the end of the show.
Okay. Who won?
Second place is Michael Payne with 3. In joint first is Mark, Nat, and Marcel.
Yes.
Go on, my G's. Thank you to all our guests. Before you go, actually, could you let everyone know where they can find you, what your social media handles are, so they can keep abreast of everything you're up to?
Me? Oh, okay. So my Instagram is NatSlater_. My Twitter is NatSlaterUK. Facebook, I'm just NatSlater. YouTube, NatSlater.
Nice. And I think I'm at Mark Hill Music on just about everything.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. I'm sorry we haven't got more time. I'd love to stay and chat longer. Thank you so much to Mark Hill and NatSlater
for coming through
to join us. Big shout out to Flute Box. Big shout out to Muad'Dib. Big shout out to Black Chronicle. And big shout out to
Laura Mish.
And my man that was playing the drums,
Ghost.
Big shout out to the Ghost. We'll see you next week.
Go out. with your sexy ass. And I'm a dope boy getting to the cash. Throw some racks, she shaking that. I go up like an AK. Turn your sidewalk to a runway. Yeah, you know my waist, snatch face, beat, hair, leg. Gonna eat it up like souffle. Queen bee gon' rain forever. I'm mother nature, I determine the weather. The way I slay, you bitches could never. Go up. If you a bad bitch and you're in your bag. Go up. Go ahead then with your sexy ass. Go up. And all my dope boys getting to the cash. Go up. Throw some racks, she shaking ass. Go off. Diamonds dancing on my AP. Telling me it's time to go off. Trap niggas, that's low. Galliano, vintage, Gordy, yeah. More Balmain than Olivier. Over 365 pair. I could do fashion week for a whole, yeah. Yeah. You a bad bitch and you're in your bag. Go ahead then with your sexy ass. Go up. And all my dope boys getting to the cash. Go up. Throw some racks, she shaking that. Go off. Diamonds dancing on my AP. Telling me it's time to go off.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.